Thank you for calling OMAX Health. My name's John. How may I be of assistance?
John, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing? How are you and your family? Are y'all safe, happy, and well?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
You know what? We're just fine as frog feathers. And, you know, frog feathers are mighty fine.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to get them underneath a microscope to see their feathers. I was wondering, and I do not want to be your worst customer, but would you be, sir, so sweet and kind as to look up my order?
I'd be glad to. Let me one moment. I seem to have been locked out of my station. Let's see.
Have you tried tinfoil? Because I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's aliens. There we go. There, I can make you laugh.
That's pretty good. Let me...
Mom jokes keep coming.
Let me get you over to somebody who can assist you immediately, and I apologize about that.
Oh, no, John, honey, you go on ahead and reboot. My hair is not on fire. So you just go on ahead and do what you need to do. We can chew the fat for a minute. Does that sound fair?
Yes, ma'am. Well... Unfortunately, I don't see any administrators here who would be able to unlock my account because apparently I tried to log in too many times and I'm locked out. So I'd hate for you to have to, because they're on lunch for this hour. So unfortunately, I will have to get you over to Demetrius, but he's here and he's ready to assist you. So I apologize again.
No apologies necessary. I like to keep a ball peen hammer on top of my computer because I'm like, if you disrespect me, this is what you get. So
that's right.
You could use a sledgehammer, whatever works for you, Chief, but I prefer a ball peen hammer because I can be more accurate.
That's right. Well, I certainly thank you for your humor and your understanding, and I'll get you over with them as soon as possible.
Yeah, no worries. Again, my hair is not on fire.
Perfect. All right. We thank you again for calling OMAX Health, and let me get you over to them.